Hello, listeners. For the first time ever, we have a brand new thing. I am in person with a certain someone recording.
I don't think it's the first time we've ever done this.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think it is. We've done it in there before, in the kitchen.
No, we didn't.
We have. I'm certain of it. Definitely.
I don't think we have. I think we trialled it and said this is shit and gave up.
I don't know. I think we have.
It adds a new dynamic, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. I've still got my top off, haven't I?
Yeah. Sexual chocolate, as we call it. The silverback is here in person. I actually have all my clothes on, so I'm not joining the party, to be honest.
We did talk about the hot tub, didn't we?
Yeah, but I think the noise will be too much.
And yeah.
We might, and if we drop like a lead in the hot tub and electrocute ourselves, there'll be no one to run the shop wheel there.
Or we drop a fart.
Well, you wouldn't tell with the bubbles. So yeah, I dropped one earlier and just had to apologise before we started recording because it smelt.
Yeah.
That's the only sort of occupational hazard with what's happening today, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's been a bit of a busy week, isn't it, for the shop? Well, I've been busy. You've been busy with work and I've been busy with the shop.
Yeah. What have we done? We've had, since last time, we had the Discraft stuff come in.
Yeah.
So we've had the Discraft stuff. We've got, we're one of the only shops in the UK with the Zone OS's at the moment. So, and we sold quite a few of them. So if you're looking for one, I'd go to the shop pretty quick to get it because we might be out of them like within soon. And also, we had another order go out yesterday?
Yesterday.
Oh, we're recording on a Tuesday, aren't we? I'll get onto that in a bit. But we're recording on a Tuesday instead of a Monday. And we dropped Elevation, didn't we, as well? We had a new order from Elevation. Yeah. They've got a new discount, haven't they?
Yeah, well, we don't get loads in each time. Everybody knows that. But we get like what we feel is a suitable amount for people to, what people will want. And what we got last time basically sold out. So we'll do another order of Elevation. And this time they had a new disc called the Gecko, which is basically like a very overstable sort of fairway to distance. It's like a Firebird.
It's got basically similar numbers. It's 9 speed, isn't it?
And then yeah.
It's got
0.4.
Is it 0.4?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's got a, it's going to be overstable. Like we haven't but
the nice part of that is when you're throwing it, and it's sort of fading out, you're getting no ground action because it does the Elevation trick of just crumpling, basically. So where it lands is where it stops.
That, to me, that's a blessing
Well, yeah, it is. Sometimes you might want the skip.
I do.
Sometimes you might not.
I find I throw over stable discs to skip round corners, but then I do throw Firebirds quite a lot, yeah. Don't I?
So sometimes you might not want that skip, especially if you play the skippy course quite a lot.
Exactly.
But yeah, so we've done that. I've also made a change to the website. So when you search, it was actually, I can't remember the name of who said it, but when you scroll through the different list of products, there was no easy way of looking from that list at the flight numbers. Now, not everybody likes flight numbers, but I personally, I like looking at them because I feel like even if it's not dead accurate, it gives you a rough guide of what to expect. And most are fairly accurate, I would say. So we tried to implement that. So we've managed to do that. So now, when you're looking through, you're able to see the flight numbers for each disc without actually having to click on them.
I think it helps with like beginner players as well,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because we're all beginners at one point, and
I mean, I know for a fact when I play with my mate who doesn't play very often, he always takes a piss when I go, "Oh, you'd like a buzz, or you'd like this. Oh, that would suit you." And he's like, "I don't know, you remember them all?" And it's like, I don't know how you remember all the different molds. I imagine it is quite daunting because I mean, we own a shop, and I still don't know what Latitude Plastics are.
No one knows what latitude is, so come on.
You've got Opto, you've got Opto Air, you've got Opted Lucid, you've got Lucid Air, you've got Lucid X, you've got VIP, you've got Tournament, you've got
Royal, is it Royal?
Origio. Royal Line.
There's
Opto Gold, Opto X, there's so many different, and nobody knows what they all do.
Latitude make it up as they go along, I think.
And it's like, imagine, it's, it's easy to forget, isn't it, when you started playing and learning. You see it on the telly and they go, Destroyer. And you think, oh, I've heard the Destroyer before. That's how I started. I thought, I've heard that before. A lot of people throw that Destroyer from Innova.
Yeah.
And you sort of build up like that. But like, if you don't know, the flight numbers are useful in that situation. So I felt like that was quite important to try and get those onto the main product page.
Talking about us knowing like discs and how they fly, I don't specifically remember flight numbers, to be honest. I'm not a flight, but I know if something's overstable, understable, fairly like neutral, I couldn't tell you the flight numbers. Like, we're not that geeky, are we, personally? And
I don't know. I feel like I know quite a few now just from having to enter it into the shop and stuff like that.
I suppose.
But I know what you mean.
It's normally the geekier people go, that's a -3.5. Plus 2.5.
I imagine you have a rough idea on the discs that you've got in your bag.
Not really. I know if they're overstable or understable. Well, I don't bag any understable, so I know I know pretty much everything in my bag is going to be overstable. Apart from I've got 3 or 4 different types of FDs that I never throw.
Yeah.
Although I do throw them sometimes. But I don't really know. Anyway, we're talking too much about disc golf.
Well,
just
one more thing about disc golf before we go off on a complete hours tangent about non-disc golf related stuff.
Yeah.
There might be bigger ones, but I think there's two flight numbers that are really incorrect.
Okay.
One is a Luna.
Yeah.
It's 3403.
It's nowhere near that.
Which makes it only one speed lower and everything else the same to a zone. It's nowhere near that. I don't think it's nowhere near that anyway.
You turn yours over all the time.
And the other one is the CAX. That's 6403.
Yeah, that's
I have a lot of turn out of that and it doesn't come back all that much. It's like, it's nowhere near those numbers, I don't think.
No. Here's the thing, though. Numbers are just made up anyway.
Yeah, but this is what I've always said. Wouldn't it be good if you could have, like, a robot that could throw every disc at the same speed, yeah?
Yeah.
And you'd have a genuine, like, the PDGA. When the PDGA accept the disc onto the roster of discs that are allowed to be thrown, PDGA-approved discs, they put it in this machine, throw it at different speeds, and it gives that a set of numbers.
So they're all level across the board.
Yeah, so you can compare and contrast against different manufacturers, but you know that it's all been calibrated on the same machine.
But the problem you have with that anyway is that the discs aren't really like what the discs that they use for testing are nothing like what the actual release ones are. And you could get one batch that acts one way and another batch that acts in an entirely different way. How many different? I know it's an easy one to go for. Nate Sexton Firebirds, they're all different. Each year is a different run and flies differently. So I think it's just, it depends on, I've heard it depends on how quickly it cools,
because it contracts, doesn't it, and pulls in.
How warm the day is outside, all sorts. Different runs do different things, so I don't see how you can ever measure it. Basically, what we're saying is all disc golf discs. Every single one is unique and different. Don't trust the numbers. And just basically...
Because I watched a video on... I forget who did it. It was on YouTube. And it was... Because a lot of people tend to say that MVP discs tend to be the same.
You're not even going to listen
to what I'm saying.
No, because you're talking
You can't listen to somebody else talk without having to butt in and have your say on it.
You're going
to
tell
Can I speak?
No.
Can I speak?
No.
So it was MVP. A lot of people tend to say MVP disc. We pick another one off the shelf and you get the same disc. Okay?
Yeah.
So he took... 3 or 4 discs of each mold of like, I think it's like 3 or 4 molds, okay? And he threw them pretty much the same each time, and you had them on camera, different things, and they all did slightly different things.
The MVP
Basically, like, a lot of people say that they're similar. See, this isn't where you thought it was going, was it? Smart ass. It's so, just, yeah, so but what I'm saying
still,
is,
you're still going to tell me our MVP is the best.
Yeah, well, it is best. Because it's got the gyroscopic
rim. Oh, don't fucking stop. I was telling my dad about this gimmick earlier.
It's not
and the only people who buy into it are people like you who didn't do... My dad said this. The only people who buy into the gimmicky technologies are the people who didn't do well at school, don't quite understand the science, so they latch onto something.
So,
and that's exactly what you have done.
So, okay.
And someone else who only throws MVP, whose name is Schmake, rhymes with Schmake Schmoy.
Oh, the gyro rims are the best. The gyro, I wouldn't throw anything else. MVP's the best.
Okay.
It's not. So, question them.
Yeah.
The Aerobie Epic Pro. No, not Epic. The Aerobie... don't know what it's called. Which you know, the one? Ring.
Yes.
So why does that go... that? Why has that like got the world record at like well over 1,000 feet? Why has that got one of like the world record distance for throwing a frisbee? And that is all the way on the outside with none in the middle. Explain that to me.
Because it's a wing. It's a bigger wing than a disc golf disc. You're looking at a disc wrongly. It's a wing. That's all it is. And the rotation helps keep it in the air. So it's bigger and lighter than a normal disc. You look at the world record. It was done with a lightweight disc, a mega lightweight disc. So a lighter disc, you need less force to move it. This is basic physics. And so if you put the same amount of force into and the ring, the Aerobie ring one, it's going to go further. You know, so it's got nothing to do with gyro tech. Well, it is gyro technology, but gyro technology is a gimmick.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
And it's a, it is. That, right. Overmolded discs have been around for ages. So why, like the XT Nova's overmolded. There are overmolded discs. It's not MVP invented a new way. They just jumped on something. They've named
it. I didn't say that.
They gimmickly named it, and they've sucked morons in like you. That's what they've done.
I didn't say
when you move
MVP
into
were the only ones.
When you're moving into an all MVP bagged off.
I'm waiting for a sponsorship deal.
Would you do it?
What? MVP only? I'm going that way naturally anyway.
I don't know why. You can get... this is a thing. I'm a firm believer. It doesn't matter what discs you throw, really. It doesn't matter. You will find any manufacturer will... I hate to say it. Apart from your, like, sort of different discs, like Elevation. I don't think I could bag a full Elevation bag and be as good at disc golf as I am now.
I think you could.
I'm not very
I
good
now. I
think
you could bag a brick and still be as good at disc golf as you are now.
Here we go. But any brand, I could find a few discs that would work for me. Does it matter? We're both shit, realistically. Well, speak
for yourself. I'm 881 as of today.
Fucking hell, there we go. 881. Well done, mate. You've finally made it.
I'm making it. And you know it.
Not really. But like, we're watching, we've got the European Pro Tour on RPM. Never fucking thrown them in my life. If you found me enough of them, I'd find some that would work for me. Like, do you know what I mean? I don't think it matters what sort of, what brand you're with. As long as you're throwing something circular, it doesn't really matter. You get it to work, wouldn't you?
I don't know.
I don't know, because I love
it. I still think...
Gyronaut,
I'm still a gyronaut, at heart.
You're an absolute loser, that's what you are.
Right. That's enough of this golf. Let's start the show.
Well, it's time for In the Chains, the UK-based podcast for amateur disc golfers. Get ready for course reviews, disc reviews, and the latest news and updates from the disc golf world. Your hosts will also talk about their own progression and have a lot of fun along the way. And now, here they are, two Brits and one Yang. Let's get started.
Welcome back, everybody, to a brand new episode of In the Chains. And on the tee box tonight, in my house, I have Monsieur Bowen.
Guten Tag.
What? Konnichiwa. I don't know what that noise was before I said Konnichiwa. Hello. How are you?
Good, thank you. And you?
Aha. Yeah, very good.
It feels weird looking at
it does look weird.
At the microphone, not looking at you and talking into it. It feels very weird.
Yeah, it does. It does feel a bit odd. So we'll start with what we normally talk about. What have you been up to?
You going to me first?
Yeah. Well, is only you here?
Yeah, I didn't know if you were going to go on what you did. You've had a bit more action than me, I think. Like,
not really. Yeah, go on.
I have played disc golf. Might have played last week on the evenings down Arrow Valley. I can't remember. I did play on Sunday in the handicap league that we did. I didn't win any money. Two up, really. It was absolutely boiling. And it was good fun for the few of us that turned out. But we had to sort of, like, it got to the point, Duff, that, like, what time was it? Probably about 7, 8 o'clock. And we had a couple of holes left. I'm like, lads, we're going to have to speed up here. We're going to have to get moving. Yeah. We could see it.
It was bad here as well.
Oh, it was terrible. Like, but I said, we're going to have to go now. And I sort of hurried everyone along. I said, if you head throw, I don't care what order we go in, just throw. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't care. You're not having time to wait for a shot. Take your shot and go. Otherwise, we're all going.
To be fair, it was one of the loudest and biggest thunderstorms I can remember in a while on Sunday night.
I didn't actually get caught out in the rain, but as I was driving home, it started to come down. And I looked in the mirror just out of coincidence. I saw a perfect straight line of lightning straight down. Really? Like, yeah, it was nuts. Ah, tell you what, like going off disc golf, driving to cricket the other week, I might have spoke to you since then, but like it was the air show at Ragley Hall by me. And I was driving to cricket and Millie went, we're driving along the motorway and Millie went, oh, look up, Dad. Looked up and it was a Red Arrows
going
across.
I see the Red Arrows were going through Worcestershire.
Well, like, literally, if we'd have been 10 seconds earlier or 10 seconds later, we'd have missed them.
Yeah.
It's just she went, oh, look, and they just went across, like, literally just cut straight across.
I see that, because it's always quite cool to watch. But you know what happened to me? This happens all the time. It happened with the Northern Lights.
Yeah.
It happened with the Red Arrows on the weekend. It happens all the time.
It's overcast.
I've gone to Google. I think it's Google now. I've got it set up, so I swipe across on my home screen on my phone.
Yeah.
It takes me to, like, Google stories it thinks I like.
Yeah.
And I read about it, and I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool.
It's already happened.
It happened yesterday. And it happens all the time.
And
I think, the Northern Lights. Remember when the Northern Lights were really strong? And I said to you, should we go out and watch them at like 3 o'clock in the morning?
And I said,
on a work night.
I said, don't.
And you didn't want to do it. But I only found out that the main day, I found out afterwards, and I always do that. And it's like, I'd love something to be able to tell me what I'm interested in. The day before.
You are a bit like that. You are like a bit backwards and slow, aren't you?
Am I?
I think so, yeah.
Thanks, mate.
That's all right. It's funny because he looked like he wanted to punch me. And normally I'm hidden behind a screen.
But You're a keyboard warrior.
I'm literally within punching distance right now.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah.
Just about. Awesome. So is that the only disc golf you played?
Coming to think about it, probably, yeah. I know what we did. I did play last Thursday. I did a media day or a media round.
A media round?
Yeah, for Arrow Valley Disc Golf Club, Alice.
They didn't let you anywhere near outside people, did they? Normal people.
Alice said, who's in charge of media, said, all the committee need to get together and we need to create some media content. So we did some, what did you call them? Cute shots, video footage shots. So they're
It's not you coaching in any way.
No. It's me performing for a camera, mate. So, you know me, I'm in my element if I'm performing for someone, aren't I?
Yeah.
So, if there's an audience, I'll capture it. Let's put it that way. Oh, what on earth happened there? Can you rewind? Did that skip up?
I don't know. That's being as though the listeners can't see what we're watching on the telly. Why don't we just continue talking?
Okay,
about,
sorry. Yeah,
you're like somebody who goes, "Oh, look, squirrel." Mid-conversation.
Earlier, I was on the phone to my dad on the way over, and I went, I was driving over, I went, oh, it's a dead magpie in the road. You don't see that very often. Which you don't, do you? No. How often do you see run over magpies?
Not very often.
You don't, because they're too clever, aren't they?
Yeah, they're bullies, though, aren't they?
I like them, mate. Oh, I do.
Do you know what they do?
They, like, kill other birds.
No, they lay... I'm sure they lay eggs.
Cuckoos. Cuckoos.
Is it cuckoos?
Yeah.
I thought magpies did it, or they cuckoos steal the eggs of others.
Magpies just kill anything.
Yeah, I thought they did. Is it cuckoos that lay eggs in other people's in other birds' nests and get them to look after it?
There's a special word for that. I can't remember what it's called, but, like...
I'm thinking about doing that with Dylan.
You couldn't... What, giving it... Putting him in someone else's...
house and letting them look after him. And I might go back and get him when he's, like, 16, 17.
You could just, like, take him out to sea and see if he can swim back.
That's not a bad idea. Or take him to the library and see if he can swim back.
Swim back? Yeah, I suppose.
There's a joke, Stuart Francis.
Oh, is there?
I remember my dad took me to the library and I remember swimming back to shore thinking, I'm not really a fan of book. But then he'd tell a few more jokes and he'd go, I remember my dad took me to play mini golf and I remember swimming back to shore thinking...
Yeah, you could give it a go, couldn't you?
While we're on about what we've been doing, do you know what I had for lunch today?
Pork pie.
No. Oasis soup.
What?
Oasis soup.
What on earth? Is this a joke?
Do you know what Oasis soup is?
Not a clue.
Well, it's like normal soup, but you get a roll with it. And I'm like, okay.
That is not funny.
You like that one?
Not at all.
I've been waiting. I've had a lot of people laugh at that one this week. Anyway, I have been as though you haven't asked.
Yeah, what have you been up to?
I played with me and Kay went and played at Arrow Valley in tournament prep for Kay's first tournament. And she shot her PB 6 over, which is pretty good.
Congratulations.
I didn't play particularly very well, but it was nice to just get out without any kids for a change. And then
you texted me that day, didn't you, all excitedly?
Yeah, it was
nice. She wants to go and play disc golf.
She said about it, and I was like, bloody hell. This is onto a winner.
Yeah.
And we went and played the tournament up in Manchester.
How did that go?
All right.
Bearing in mind, she's upstairs and listening, so...
And she does listen, because when I go up there after we finish recording, she'll often say... Talking about me again, were you?
She's got the cup up against the wall.
That's what she does, I reckon. She'll be listening now. So she was very nervous. I knew she would be because she's quite and she's not one for new things.
Oh, there was noise upstairs. She fell off the bed trying to listen.
She's not one for trying new things very easily. She likes what she knows, and she knows what she likes.
That's a great saying.
And she'll stick with that. Like, she doesn't matter trying new things. She might not like it. That's her attitude. You know what I mean? Not, I might like it. Not like it.
Yes.
So I always try and, like, not bully her into it, because that's... I can't try and push her out of her boundaries.
Out of her comfort zone.
And so she was playing, and on the morning, she weren't too bad, like the day or two before, and I thought she'd be worrying more about it. And then on the day, she was, like, pretty shaky, her hands were properly shaking like this, and I was thinking, oh, she's shitting herself. And we met up with the card, like, and I said I'd caddy for her. So there was the five of us there, four girls and, four women and me.
Yeah.
And they teed off, and she did all right there. We had the first three holes. We had the famous K's, I can't do this. I told you I didn't want to do it. Oh, I don't know why. Why did you talk me into it? I don't want to do it. I'm not doing this again. All that sort of stuff. And then she had a good couple of holes, and she got, like, a bit more confidence. And I felt like she was enjoying it a bit more. We went around a few holes. And what I tried to do, because I felt like, because of my presence there with Kay, I was talking to Kay and trying to help her and talk to her and stuff like that. It almost, like, cast her out of the group of four, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the three were tall, and it'd be me and Kane. I felt like that wasn't great for the card dynamic. So I sort of, like, just hung back and, like, stood away from her on the when she was about to tee off and, like, you know what I mean? I let her walk with the other ones and chat to them just to, like, get a bit more And, like, I think it worked a bit better for her then because she started to, like, integrate a bit better. And, I'm not just saying this because I'm probably never going to see him again anyway, but so I could tell the truth, which I am. But they were all really nice, the card mates, and it was really good.
Never meet a horrible person, do you?
Well, don't really. You don't meet many, do you, in fairness? You don't meet many nasty, horrible people. Some
bloody annoying people, I can tell you.
Might be annoying, but...
Bloody annoying people.
But you don't meet many nasty people.
Not naming any names, but... All our listeners are amazing, let's put it that way. You're not the people who annoy me. Any of you listeners.
But yeah, they were all really nice. And it was nice for Kay because there was one of the girls was playing the MA4 with her, and it was the one that, like, went on to beat her by a couple of shots. It was nice because they were basically very similar level, really.
Yes.
And I feel like if they played 10 times at, like, it could be 5-all sort of five thing. All, it was very much like that. And it sort of settled her down a bit. And she was, I think after the first round, she was like 5 shots off her. And then after like 2 or 3 holes of the second round, she was basically level again.
So it was the nerves that got her at that first round.
And then that girl, like, she would have a really good hole. I think her name was Katie. She would have a really good hole. And Kay would not lose a shot to her.
Yeah.
And then next hole, Kay would have a really good hole, and Katie would make a mistake.
Yeah,
and it was like that the whole way around. It was
nip
and tuck all the way around. And then, but that Katie just managed to just do enough to hold off.
How was it? Because we're talking about the UK Women's Disc Golf Association Summer Soiree. Was it a good event?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought. Because, I mean, I don't know how much a lot of people know about the UK Women's Disc Golf Association. Because, I mean, it was the first tournament that I didn't play, but been a part of.
Yeah. You made all the difference, then, Doc.
Why do you always have to be like that for?
Because you just...
trying to talk about something. You have to be the smart person, don't you? You have to say something smarmy like that.
I am funny, though, aren't I?
No.
And I am correct as well, because you made that tournament.
So, people who don't know, it's £15 to join the UK Women's Disc Golf Association.
Yes.
And for that, I think, I'm not sure if it's still happening now, but it was while stocks last. You got 2 discs from MVP, dare I say it.
Kay's favourite discs.
Yeah, they are. Fission Plastics, a lightweight one, perfect for, like, women.
Insanity and Crave.
Yeah, that's what Kay, I don't know whether that's all of them, but that's what Kay got.
Yeah.
you get a UDIS membership for the year, which in itself is like £15. And then, so I knew all that anyway. And you got the women's bag tag and stuff like that. But this is what surprised me is the summer soiree for Kay, because she's a member. She got it free.
She got it free.
Yeah. So you got the 2 PDGA rounds included. So they have the spring sling, summer soiree, and then they have some type of championships. I know it's bad of me because I ain't got a clue what they have at the end of the season. But they have some sort of championships at the end of the season.
Okay? Yeah.
So I don't know whether the spring sling was free, but because it was at Lichfield, I think.
So there might have been
There might have been a small charge for that one. Because Manchester's a park course, the tournament was free for members and £15 for non-members.
That's brilliant, to be fair.
So for that, she obviously got the 2 rounds of PDGA rated golf.
Yeah.
And then tournament, the cup divisions with more than 3 people in.
Yeah.
If every division winner got a prize.
Yeah.
Now, you'll try and take the mick, but I think it was for the money, I thought it was quite a decent prize. It was like a proper nice lunchbox, basically. Now, I know you're laughing, because I know that's what you like, but it's actually really nice. I'm being sincere when I say this. I'm not taking the piss. It was actually quite a nice
lunchbox. I'm not laughing at the UK Women's Disc. I'm laughing at the way you explain it, and it made me think that would be a great prize for you, because you love your lunch.
There you go. But you know the cutlery I showed you earlier?
The sports?
Yeah.
They're really
camping,
cool.
The camping one. It was the same, I reckon it was the same company that made the lunchboxes. What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing.
You are.
I'm not laughing. Do I sound like I'm laughing?
Mate, it was a free tournament for members.
Yes, I know. It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Well, you're laughing at something.
I'm laughing at you. I'm not laughing at the tournament.
Well, I did want the lunchbox.
You are a lunchbox.
So, yeah, we're back to child playground insults. So Kay got this. Kay didn't get it. The winner of each division got this lunchbox. Second place, if there was more than two or three people, I can't remember which, got like a second prize, which was what I showed you.
The sporks.
Like the camping sporks.
His and hers.
Metal,
two of them.
Metal in a case.
Titanium.
Nah, it's steel. Same steel, aren't they? They're pretty nice. We'll use them in the camper van, like.
Eating your pot noodles.
Well, I thought we could eat soup with it. I thought if we were out and about.
On the drive. On the driveway.
No. Not on the driveway.
We established last week that you only bought it to sit on your driveway.
And
to go Skegness once a year.
Please, may I talk?
No. You've been talking all this episode. I don't like this because I feel rude butting in real life.
You've had a bottle of Prime energy drink.
It was a can.
And you have gone hyper.
It was a can.
Can you please calm down for the listener's sake?
It was a can. It was lemon and lime fizzy. I actually bought Duffy a bottle of the flat stuff because he hasn't tried it yet because he's too tight.
No, I don't buy hipster stuff.
It's not hipster.
Of course
it's like
it is.
UTEM, isn't it?
Of course it is.
It's like... UTEM?
What the hell is UTEM?
You're a boomer. UTEM.
What's that?
It's like kids, isn't it? You're a boomer, mate. You're a boomer.
Yeah.
Boomer. Don't know what Prime is. You didn't know what it was. You had to look it up. What is this Prime?
I don't know how I can be a boomer.
It's not a
boomer. It's baby boomer. And that's a certain generation. I'm not a baby boomer.
It's just what they call old.
Yeah,
people.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're old now.
I'm not a baby boomer.
Are you 35 this year?
Yeah.
You ain't that far away from Masters, my friend.
No, I know. Anyway, let me finish.
Oh, here we go. Let me finish.
The winner got that. Second place got the sports. And third place got... And then first, second and third got a can of lemonade and Pimm's.
Any good?
We'll give it to my mum because we don't really drink alcohol that much. And she looked after the kids, so we thought, that's a bit of a sweetener.
Fuck me. I'm really sorry to swear like that. That is desperate. Here you go, Mum. Thanks for looking after the kids. Here's a can of Pimm's and lemonade that we won at the tournament and we didn't really want ourselves. Thank you. We thought so hard about you when we gave it to you. Oh, my God. It is desperate. This is absolutely desperate, this is. Like, I'm sorry.
Okie dokie. Have you finished?
I just lost four words.
So we got that. And it was a lovely day. It was really good.
Yeah.
It was well run.
Nice course. Nice people.
Yeah, yeah.
Apart from you.
Apart from me. But I said to Kate, well, you asked as well. Now, I think she might change her mind on this. But I said, would you play again? And she said, oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Just because of how nervous she was. But I feel like with a bit of time, she might end the right tournament. Like a non-serious type one. I feel like she might play another.
We'll get her in the Chains Unprofessional Open. You can't be more unprofessional than that and any less serious.
Yeah. So, so that was that. So, let's... we haven't got anything else to say, have we? And I'm going to play tomorrow at Quarry Park.
Are you wagging work, are you, to go?
No. I'm just going straight after work.
Well, fair enough. What time are you fishing work?
3:00.
Thanks for being invited. So.
Oh, you're welcome to come.
I've got cricket nets and football. I'm already
good.
Otherwise engaged. If you'd have given me a bit more notice, I might have cancelled. So.
Do you not think I left it last minute for a reason?
I suppose. It's not very nice. So you're just worried you get beaten again. You're like, I literally let you keep your In the Chains tag the other week.
I did say just have it.
I didn't feel like I earned it, and you made me
feel.
We didn't
earn it.
You made me feel bad because I was smashing you up until the point.
We were probably tied.
We were not. I was like 4 under after 4, And one of the reasons...
I'd love to see it, so what you actually think in your head.
One of the reasons you bailed is, yes, the kids...
Four, through four.
The kids were annoying you, but you knew you were never going to catch me. So I...
You were on an 1100 rated round, weren't you?
I was. I literally was. The worst was when we went up once with you and Kay, and I don't like this, but you're obviously just being fair to... Like, you were obviously just doing it because Kay was there and you didn't want her to get down. We played the first hole and I literally birdied it and you two did rubbish. So, like, let's start the round again. I'm like, well, I don't really want to. And then get bullied into it by you two. And I score a bogey the next round. Tell me that's fair. And then you're like, well, you can keep your birdie. And I'm like, but that's not, I don't want to cheat like you. Oh, fair enough. I don't want to cheat like you, I don't want to do that, because that's not me. So I ended up taking a bogey, but like, I didn't want to take the tag off you, because you'd had a little hissy fit, and decided you didn't want to play anymore. I didn't feel like I'd earned it, I felt like it was unfair on you.
Well, you didn't earn it.
Well, I did, because I was smashing you up until that point. That was the thing.
I don't think you was 4 under 3-4.
I definitely was close.
I was definitely somewhere close to that.
I was definitely somewhere near that.
Yeah, about 1 under 3-4 probably.
No chance.
Right, come on, stop talking. Let's get on with the news. So before we do that, we just have a quick word from our sponsor.
Buy your discs from In the Chain Shop. Buy your discs from In the Chain Shop.
Excellent. Over to...
Owen's Fake News.
You haven't said okie dokie yet. Oh, it must be something that you do when we're recording remotely. When you're in person, you literally haven't said that. Or right. Yeah, I heard you say excellent, but you made a point of saying that. Mad, isn't it? Right. And I just say right then. First thing.
You do it all the time. Start the news.
Right.
I'm going to say that now. Then you're going to be conscious about it then.
Okie doke. The Scottish Open. I got told off by the Disc Golf Oracle the other day. Because I didn't tell. That it was disappointed that I didn't mention the Scottish Open back on the 19th to 21st of May. So I promised him I would this episode. Scott Stokely won MPO. Azim Ali won MA1. MA40 was won by Graham McGill. I was just checking to see if Sammy was in there, but I can't find Sammy. Sammy was in MPO that one and did alright, but MA40 was Graham McGill. MA50, Ewan Pettit. MA2, Stephen Coulter. MA3, Luke Harrison. And MJ18, Benny Snood. There you go, Sammy. Hope you're happy. Was there anything else to add, really? Yes, John Hood got a second place in MA3. So well done to John, team in the chains. Where do you want to go? Do you want to go...
Let's stay up Scotland. Let's do the...
Oh, yeah.
Caledonian.
You're really fucking me up now.
This I know that word. Caledonian Open.
Off air, he called it the Caledonian Open. And then he says Caledonian just to wind me up. Right, this was the one that was this week. Oh, shit, I've got the wrong one.
Here we go. Last year's.
Yeah, this one's from 2020.
Well, who won it last year?
Rick.
Rick? Oh, hold on, Rick.
Let's go on to Summer Soiree. Ah, I've closed that down as well.
This is going disastrously, isn't it?
I'll find it. There we go. I've got Summer Soiree.
Well, let's go to the Summer Soiree and I'll get... Whilst you're doing that, I'll get the...
I can multitask unlike you. So maybe I can't when it's like that. MPO was won by Ian McDougall. I don't think it was a Caledonian Open.
It was.
Are you sure? It wasn't, was it?
No.
Was it? Oh, that's it. Look, that's it. Caledonian Open, 10th of June. There you go, it was.
Oh, yeah.
So the Summer Soiree was the 10th of June. Up at Manchester, TD by Carol Findlay with Amanda Humphreys, assistant TD. We've already heard it was a great event. MPO was won by Ian McDougall. MA1 was won by Liam Pitt, who just picked Luke Dog Aitkins to first place. FA1 was won by Elvet Kate Preston. MA40, Nick Sampson. FA40, Katrina Archibald. MA55, William Woodward. MA2, Aidan Reynolds. FA2, Ophelia Byrne. MA3, Ben Kerfey. FA3, Laura Kenny. MA4, Mike Beard. FA4, Katie Murray with Kay Duffield just two shots behind. MJ18 by Ollie Carey and FJ15 by Esme Martin.
Excellent.
Right, because it's on your screen.
Do you want me to do it?
Do you want to give it a go?
This is something that's never happened before. So, we're going to go to the Caledonian Open.
Thank you.
Okay, so in the MPO, we've got Pete Dawson taking the win, Rick Rick coming second, two shots behind, with Sammy Havluatu tied for second.
Oh, not that, not
minus
that,
13.
Not that easy, is it? Not that easy.
It's all right so far.
Well, you nearly didn't get that wrong.
And I know Sammy was pretty pleased about it, so I'll just give it a quick mention. He shot over 1,000 rated round on the first round there. 1,001 rated. It was a bit higher when he sent it through, so he must have corrected.
Yeah, what did I call
it? Like 1,011 or something like that. But 1,001 rated round. I don't know if he's done that before, but he was pretty happy about it, isn't it?
Yeah, it is pretty good.
It is pretty good. And Ben Hayward fourth. In MP40, we've got Jester Wilson. You like that name, don't you?
Jester, yeah, great name.
MA1, we've got Fergus McLean, Tiffany Strand-Bergard, and Alan Davidson. Then MA40, we've got Lloyd Wells, Trevor Betchell, and Patrick Kipfmiller. That's it, isn't it? Kipfmiller.
Is it?
Yeah. MA60, we got Peter Knight, Kiteley, Anthony Jackson and Stuart Bell. MA2, we've got Jack Edgar, Ewan Penman. You said Ewan Penman on the other one, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Thomas Wells in third place. MA3, we've got Richie Gardner, Stephen Scott and John Hood from In the Chains.
Yep. Has anyone seen My Favourite Man yet? Did he play?
No.
Pete didn't play.
It's a bit far because Edinburgh. Because when we stopped at John and Sammy's a couple of weeks ago when we was in Edinburgh, they went up to Inverness at the same time as we did. It's like a three and a half hour drive. It's a fair drive, to be fair.
But
I did hear very good things about the course off Sammy and somebody else. I see somebody else mention it.
Yeah, it's apparently an amazing course.
I think was Eric Turton playing?
Yes.
I think it was him who put on about how nice the course was. But Sammy and John both spoke very highly of it. So it's one that I do want to go up and play.
Disc golf Oracle.
FA3, we've got Royson Kelly, Fiora Rugvi, and Barbara Rast. MA4, Charlie Chalmers, Sean McKeegan. Yeah, McKeegan. That'll do. And Colin Fieldsend. MJ18, we've got Jake Wells and Daniel Todd coming second. MJ08.
Oh.
You don't see MJ08 very often, do you?
No, you don't.
And that's Maverick Beaumont.
Well done, Maverick, hero.
Taking the win. Excellent.
A bit harder than you thought, isn't it? You struggled with some of them, mate.
I find. Tell you what the trick is.
What?
Figure it out halfway through. Just say stuff really quick.
And then no one knows.
But with absolute confidence.
Ah, yeah, you just... And
if you
just
start going... say, let's pick a name. Trevor Bechtel. If you start doing that, if you used to go Trevor Bechtel, Patrick Kipfmiller, and like nobody can really hear what you're saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a trick, I think. Anyway, you got any more results?
Yes.
Fire through them quick. Go.
European Pro Tour. This was at the Pro Forester in Croatia. We had, thanks for coughing just as I said that.
No problem.
Paul McBeth in first, Jakob Semerard in second, Scott Stokely in third, Silver Lat in fourth. So that, and Paul McBeth raced away with it, won by 8 shots over Jakob and 11 shots over Scott Stokely. So he absolutely, we would.
But I mean, we don't know as much as what other people don't know. We keep referring to Sammy as the Oracle, but he called it in advance that it was a relatively weak field at Pro Forester for like McBeth to take the win.
Yeah.
And he called it that he should win this one because there's not that many people playing there.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So we did have two Englishmen. I'm going to say UK. Great Britonites.
Great British.
How does that sound? Great Britonites, I'm going to start. That's a new
great
word.
Great Britons.
No, I don't. Britonites. I think it sounds better.
Okay.
Noah and Jamie Matthews. Noah Smithson and Jamie Matthews came joint 30th, just out of the money at 11 over. So well done to them. They came in the top half of the field. The FPO was won by Mariana Must. Mariana Must what, you may ask? But that wasn't very good, was it?
No.
No.
It wasn't one of your better ones even. And I mean, your better ones aren't great.
And Andreja Berniak and Birgit Voider was second and third. It actually works, stuff. I just say it and like it sounds like,
yeah,
I'm being commanding.
Just confidence.
It means it's right.
Yeah.
It means, like, come on, Andreja. Just come online and tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're not going to, are you?
No, they won't.
I know I'm picking on a woman there and that's not really fair. But, like, come at me, bro.
Yeah.
Is that what the cool kids say?
Yeah, that's what the cool kids say.
Because I'm drinking my Prime with my Pit Vipers on.
And your Yeezys.
My Yeezys. I've actually got a new pair of Yeezys.
I know you have.
Oh, shit. I've got something to tell the... Duffy's heard about this a million times. I went to a trade show on Thursday. And if ever there was a competition that was set up for me to win, this was it. And I won't let you know how I got on just yet. I'll explain the story. So I was at what was called CEF Live. CEF, just for anyone that might think I don't know what I'm saying. And that's the wholesalers that a lot of electrical firms use. And it was up at the NEC in Birmingham. And it was just like all the different brands that they use had a stand. Well, I found out that this doesn't mean anything to anyone. The first 50 people each day, because it was on the Thursday and Friday last week, to go to the Wago stand, which they make connectors for like cables. The first 50 people would get a prize, would get a free gift of a £240 free gift. Well, I got there early, got my gift anyway. It was literally like a stampede to the actual place to get it.
What was the gift?
It was a stackable box that had 9 boxes of connectors in. And each
box, how much was that worth?
£240. I'll go and get it in once we're done.
I don't really want to see it that much.
But, like, it was... Each box inside the box is, like, £20 each, and it had 9 of them.
Oh.
They did value the case at £60, which I think is a bit of a stretch. But it's definitely a good bit of kit. So I got that. And then there was another stand for a lighting company called Bell Lighting. It's just they manufacture light fittings. They had a turbo trainer set up. And you had to complete an 800-metre course on the Tax app, that's the make of turbo trainer, and it was like slightly uphill, and whoever completed it the fastest won a £5,000 specialised full suspension mountain bike. So I'm like, this is me, this is a bit of me. So I went in my jeans, didn't I, in the morning. So at lunchtime, I went and changed into the shorts I had in the van. I was taking it proper serious. They only had flat pedals on. They didn't have ones I could clip into. So that was a shame. But I got on the bike, registered, got on the bike. And I'd been watching people and they were sprinting flat out and then dying right near the end. So, because I know how to use a turbo trainer, I thought, I'm going to take it real fast, but I know I can maintain it. And the times were like 51 seconds. Well, I got on there and came top immediately with 49 seconds. So I was like, that's a half decent time. Don't know how it's going to do. Everyone's like, yes, he set the fastest time. Everyone's congratulating me. I was like, knackered. Literally, the next kid to get on it, this spotty little 19-year-old, not a cyclist, beat my time. So I was like, maybe my time wasn't that good. He beat it by about a second, so he was 48 seconds. I was like, maybe my time wasn't that good. Didn't worry about it. Thought, fair enough. The kid after me's done it. More people are going to beat that. Well, I was only there on the Thursday. On the Friday, I had three separate people send me photos. I was still second on the leaderboard. So it makes me think, if I would have just had another go and set a quicker time, which I knew I could have, because I didn't go, I pushed it hard, but I could have pushed it a bit more. I'd be sitting here with a 5 grand mountain bike. But no, of course not. I got a little bit demoralised because the kid beat me straight away. And I've lost out on a 5 grand mountain bike. How annoying is that?
Mm.
That was a bit long-winded, wasn't it?
It was. Why didn't you just put all the effort in the first attempt?
Because you never know, because...
You should have left anything out there.
Well, I was... Trust me, I was knackered. But it was only, like, if I did 50 seconds and he's a second quicker than me, it's only 2% I've got to find. Did I ride at 100%? I might have been riding at 90%, 95%. Could I have found an extra couple of percent?
Mm.
Probably.
But if you'd have gone 100% from the start and give it everything from
the
start.
It's hard to judge, though, isn't it? It's hard to judge. Well, what I didn't want to do was sprint flat out for the first 20 seconds, then die for the rest of the course.
You could have had a five grand mountain bike and you haven't.
Well, I did it another way. That's
another bike that could have gone into your living room.
I'd have sold it. I'd have sold that 100%. Sold it for 2.5 grand and done something else with the money. Like, I wouldn't you.
Bought more first run discs.
I don't need a 5 grand mountain bike.
Right, I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Okay. Are you cutting that short?
Yeah, I'm just saying that. I'm happy for that to be the end of that conversation.
Well, maybe I wasn't finished. Maybe I still wanted to just, like, wallow in my own self-pity.
But I'm the person that stitches the show together. Almost like the compere.
You don't have to stitch a show together because we are together.
Okie dokie. I've said it now, Bowen, and I won't say it again.
All right, it's not organic now. You're just flogging a dead horse.
It's a catchphrase. We've sold out. Have you ever seen Extras with Ricky Gervais?
Yes.
Have you ever seen that?
Yes.
When he goes to the show and he's got like a genuine sitcom that he wants to do. And everybody on the front is like, they've all got catchphrases
it
on.
It turns
like,
into like Mrs. Brown's Boys. Yeah. It reminds me of.
That's what
What's
it is,
it
like,
called? Are you having a laugh?
When the whistle blows.
Are you having a laugh?
And it's like,
is that what
this catchphrase
is? And it's
like, we've now got a catchphrase. We've just completely sold out. That's how I see it.
Talk about selling out.
I was going to do it again.
I'm willing to sell the podcast. If someone wants to pay us, I'll go for £30 an episode. I will. Each. We'll sell the podcast. We'll talk about whatever you want. We'll flog whatever you want. Even if it's organ harvesting, it doesn't bother me. I'll do it for the money. How does that sound, Duff?
What, you getting 30 quid for doing a podcast and me not doing anything? Not me not getting anything?
No, you'll get paid as well.
Oh, what will I get?
£30.
I thought you were going to say tenner.
No. I did take into account that you have double the labour because you do the editing, but I think I'm more of a draw than you, to be honest.
Yeah, you're more of a drag. Right, so with the shop, I'm not sure if we've got anything. We're on about doing another order, but we're not sure where we're going to order from.
Bear in mind, we're a disc golf shop. We're meant to be a professional outfit. We don't actually know what to get, Lloyd.
So if anybody... Well, this is a perfect opportunity. If anybody is after something, wants something, drop us a message, let us know, and we'll see what we can do. I can't promise anything, but if it's along the lines of where we were looking at buying anyway, we might be able to make sure we get that.
So we're still actually making the decision and we're not going to listen to what they suggest. Is that what you're saying?
We're going to hold ourselves accountable to buy discs that we think are going to sell and not pass the blame on to them, basically.
Okay, I see. Okay, okay, yes. So, like, well, you can give us a suggestion. We'll probably just ignore it. If it was something we're going to get anyway, then we might think about it. But
yeah. So do message us if there's something you want. Other than that, I think that's it. That's quite a short show, isn't it, for us? 54 minutes.
Well, our normal shows are that long, aren't they? We just cut half that. We just record for 2 hours and end up having to edit half of it.
Yeah, that's quite short, though.
Have we had less to talk about because we're here? Have we
maybe.
Kept it, have we kept it more concise?
To be honest, I'm getting to the point where that my air-conditioned bedroom is calling me.
I'm absolutely
roasting.
Yeah, Duffy, the world's poorest bloke, got aircon.
I'll give my mum that Pimm's
and
lemonade.
Give my mum the Pimm's and lemonade. Literally. Oh, I can't do that. I can't afford that. I can't do this. He's got air conditioning. He goes on 8 holidays a year. Where are you going in a couple of weeks' time?
Switzerland.
There we go.
Well, we're going to, crossing the channel, we're going to Belgium, Luxembourg, Germany, France, Switzerland, Austria, Italy, and Liechtenstein.
Listeners, if at the next tournament he walks around with a paper cup asking for money, don't give him any. He's got more than all of us.
I can only afford that because the shop's doing so well, Bowen.
I don't get anything from the shop.
Okie doke, let's leave it there then.
You didn't mean that one.
I didn't mean that.
That's brilliant. I knew it wouldn't last.
I was about to say right as well.
Some people said that it's one of the best episodes we've ever had, that was. They think it was better than the Noreen Naren incident.
I don't know. The Noreen Naren incident was amusing, especially when Josh chirped in.
It was because it was me, I suppose. It was me who was taking the mic out of. You don't like you.
It's nice when there's something genuinely funny happens on air and it's organic.
Yes.
That's what I like. And that's
but you were trying to sort of...
That's what happened last week.
5 minutes ago, you were trying to make it unorganic. Is that the right word?
Yeah, I assume so.
Non-biological.
So, we'll leave it there. I haven't got anything else to say. Bowen hasn't got anything else to say.
Whoa. Don't decide for me what I have or haven't got to say.
Have you got anything else to say?
No.
Right. There you go. Remember to keep it in the chains.
Keep it in the chains.
Thanks for listening to In the Chains. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And if you like the show, please leave us a review. Make sure to check out our YouTube channel to view our round videos and course flythroughs. And hit subscribe there too. Until next time, keep it in the chains.